One philosopher is plans to defeat another person. This is way. But that is also not the way to understand the absolute truth. Neither by argument, nor by study of scriptures, nor by following different kinds of thinkers and philosophers. Why? Karmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. The essence of spiritual realization is very secret and confidential. Therefore, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Sarva-buriyatamam. Why you are speaking to me the most confidential? Because you are my very dear friend. And what is that? Sarva-dhammam paritajyamavidam. You are everything. Simply surrender. So, the Vedas indicate therefore that Mahajana Jina Vadastha Pantha. If you want to understand the absolute truth, then you have to follow great personalities, great devotees. Just like in the Western world, God Jesus time. You have to follow his principles. That is all right. His Ten Commandments. But we do not follow. We simply fight. Oh, I am Christian, you are Hindu, you are Mahavadan. Nobody tries to follow. That is not the way. You have to follow. If you believe in certain personality, of course, not believe, not blind belief. He must be authority. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they have indicated a clear authority. According to Vedic version, there are 12 authorities, and one of them is Pandar Maharaj. The 12 authorities are Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Padira, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaya, Sati, Ram. This was explained by Jamara to his followers that there are 12 authorities. So, if one has to know the secret of spiritual realization, then one has to follow either of these 12 authorities. So, Prahlada Maharaj is one of the authorities. Therefore, I say, when Prahlada Maharaj says, Manne, I think it has to be taken as authoritative statement. We have to follow. If we follow the footprints of great personality, then there is no danger. Mahajana Jina Vatastha Pantha. Just like in the villages, there is a trap. One who follows that trap is not lost. Similarly, if you follow the track of Mahajana on which great personality has traversed, then will not fall. So Prahlada Maharaj, he says, I think. So whatever he thinks, we have to accept. Agreement. And what he thinks? He thinks, Vipraat, Visaraguna, Jupat, Aravindanabhu, Padaravinda, Vinuha, Apacham, Varishtam. He says that if a Brahmin is considered to be the highest qualified man in the human society. Why? Because he has thought 12 qualifications. We don't say Brahmin by birth. Brahmin does not become by birth. Brahmin is a qualification. That is the Indian fan of Vedic literature. In the most intelligent man is called Brahmin. And how his intelligence is exhibited. There are 12 qualities. If you find those 12 qualities in any person, it doesn't matter whether it is in India or in Czechoslovakia or anywhere. Simply you have to find out whether that man is qualified. These qualifications are stated in Bhagavad Gita also. Sapta saucham dama dama pritiksha ajava jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhav. If a person is a Brahmin, then his natural qualification will be like this. What is that? Sattam. He is truthful. In any circumstances, he will be truthful. Even to an enemy, he destroys the cigarette. But this is the fact. That is truthful. Not that I am very truthful, but when my interest is jeopardized, I tell lies. That is not truthfulness. Truthfulness means that any circumstances one will see the plain truth. That is truthfulness. Sattva sama. Sattva saucham. Saucham cleanliness. There are two kinds of cleanliness. External and internal. External cleanliness by taking bath, with soap, and other cleansing materials. Of course, in India, the Brahmins, they say, they cleanse themselves externally at least 3 times a day. In the morning, early in the morning, at noon, before taking lunch, and in the evening, people going to the temple. Krishna, there are so many rooms under the room for becoming clean. This is external cleanliness. And there is internal cleanliness. The internal cleanliness is the chanting, praise. Here is not one mind. Cleansing the heart. So, sattva saucham and sama, equilibrium of the mind, not to be done, disturbed in any circumstance. That is called sama. Dava. Dava means controlling the senses. Every one of us, we are all controlled by the senses. But one has to become the controller of this. That is them. That is Swami. Swami or Goswami means who is controller of the center. My son wants to eat something. And if I say no, you cannot eat this. That my wife, I see something. I say no, he cannot. My hand wants to touch something. I say, no, he cannot do this. My leg wants to go somewhere. I say, no, he cannot do this. When one is in full control of the senses, he is called Swami. Swami is not a title. It is a qualification. It is a qualification and it is attained by the Brahmin. One is already advanced in Brahminical qualification by cleansing and truthfulness. Then this qualification also is there. Control. And once one when one is completely controller of the senses, or when one is actually Swami or Roshan, there is no difference between these two words. Swami, Swami means controller, and Roshani is still clearer. Go means sense. Controller of the sense. So, Rupa Goswami says, who can be a spiritual master? But he has given specifically this definition, that one who has got controls over the tongue, over the speech, over the mind, over the belly, and over the genital, and over the anger. If anyone has control over these six things, then he can become spiritual master. If he is such a sharp, he is allowed to make disciples all over the world. Otherwise not. Now, these are the qualifications of Brahmins. Satyam, Sucham, Sama, Dhamma, Titiksha. Titiksha means tolerance. Just like in our Western country, Lord Jesus Christ, he was being crucified. He tolerated. He never trusted him. He never did from God. My God, these people do not know what they are doing. Please excuse me. This is tolerance. So, satya saucham tamo namo titiksha tolerance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed inada bishunichena taro rati sarishma tolerance. What kind of tolerance? Tolerance like the straw in the tree, like the tree. Amani namandi naki tamya sadahi. There are so many instances. Let us finish with this three. So, saucham, sattam, saucham, samam, samam, siddhisya, arjavam. Simply, a Brahmin should be very simple. Not gorgeous. He wants to be. So he wants to eat something, not for the taste of the tongue, but just to keep the body and soul together. He must use nice things, there are nice things, grain, fruits, meal. Why should he take meat? If there are by meat as far as so many nice things, why he wants to kill another man? These are, of course, titiksha ajalam and jnana. Not that simply become qualified, but these qualifications are stepping stone to jnana. Jnana means knowledge. And vijnana means practical application. That's like in the science class, there is theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. Theoretical knowledge, if you mix hydrogen and oxygen gas, there is water. But you have to experiment it in the laboratory. Make so many parts of hydrogen and so many parts of oxygen, and actually when you see there is water, then your knowledge is perfect. So, not theoretical, but practical application. Jnanam, vijnanam, and astikam. Astikam means faith in God, faith in scripture. That is called astikam. According to Vedic version, astikam means faith in the Vedas. Nobody can remove the Devas. That is called faith. No argument. A practical example. This practical example was given by Lord Chaitanya in 39. In India, the cow dung is accepted as pure. Although the Vedic invention is that if you touch stool of an animal, you have to take bath to purify yourself, cleanse yourself. Of course, we see in New York City that stool of dog is thrown all over the street. And we are touching, but we have no opportunity to take bath. But it is according to Vedic invention, if you touch the stool of an animal, then you have to take bath in it. Therefore, this is a system. When you go to the DC room, you should change your clothes, because I do not know what things are touched in the street, so better I have to change the clothes. And it's still to be given to cleanse it. Place to get bath. That is a system. Anyway, to touch the stool of an animal makes one unclean. Therefore, one has to get bath or purify. That is a system. But the Deva says the stool of cow is purified. The stool of cow is purified. Now, practically, in India, they accept it. And it has been found by chemical examination that the cow dung contains all antiseptic properties. That is a fact. One doctor, Gopal, he analyzed in his laboratory that why this Vedic invention is the stool of cow, a cow dung is pure. So he analyzed and he found it. That the stool of cow, Kadam, is full of antiseptic properties. So, this is called faith, or feasting, to take the invention of the scripture as it is, without any information. That is called article. There is another example, just like the Buddhism. Buddhism was originated in India. Lord Buddha was a Hindu and he was a prince. And still, Buddhism was not accepted by the Indians. Why? Because the Buddhism declared Vedas. Ninnati jagdami vedaha suti jatam. Suti means Vedas. Practical means to have full faith in the organs of this teacher. This is also one of the qualifications of a Brahmin. Jnanam vijnanam astityam brahma karma sabhavayam. These are the natural qualifications of a Brahmin. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, that Vipra Visaragmajutan Aranyanam. Even a Brahmin, qualified Brahmin, who has all these Brahminical qualifications, but he is not a devotee of the Lord. There are many good qualified persons, but they do not accept the subordination of the Supreme Personality of God. And materially, one may be very much highly qualified. Academically, one may be very highly qualified. But if one is not a believer, faithful, or is not accepting the existence of God, of God the Supreme, he is called, Prahlad Maharaj does not say it, but he says that even one has got all these good qualifications, but if he is not qualified with the faith in God, or not becoming a devotee of God, then he is not qualified. He is rejected. You may take his qualification in consideration, but Prahlad Maharaj says he is rejected from Krishna consciousness. For that one disqualification that he is not a devotee of God. Similarly, in another place, it is also confirmed that Jashwati Bhakti Bhagavat Kasinjana Sarvai Gunai Dattva Samadhati Sura. If one is simply unflinching, faithful, devotee of the Lord, then he develops all the good qualifications of demigod. If one is not devotee of the Lord, then he has no good qualities. Why? Because manorathena asato dhavato vai. Because he is hovering on the mental plane, and because he is hovering on the mental plane, the mind's business is to change. So he will change from one platform to another platform. He is not fixed idea. Therefore, his qualification has no value. In several places, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Apite Sudrachara Bhagate Mam Ananya. If a person is found, even unchanged, and not very well here, but he has got unthinking faith in me, Krishna. Sadhu Yukamandam. He is sadhu. He is friendly person. He is friendly because that one qualification, that he has full faith in God, Krishna. That one qualification makes him a friendly person. Others may have all the good qualifications, but simply for one minor godlessness, he is non-qualified. So Prahlad Maharaj confirms the same statement. Prahlad Maharaj is also sadhu because he is a devotee. Narottam Das Thakur has said that if you want to make concrete progress in spiritual life, then you have to corroborate the statement of the scriptures, the statement of saintly person, and statement of the spiritual master. Three things. Why three things? Because a spiritual master means he does not stress anything which is not in the scripture. He does not say that my theory is like this. That is not a spiritual one. Similarly, sadhu, friendly person also does not say anything which is not mentioned in the scriptures. He does not manufacture anything by a mental compass. And what is shastra, scripture, their statement of different friendly persons and spiritual ones. But one has to corroborate these three things, scriptures and statement of saintly persons and statement of spiritual masters. Spiritual master is higher media. The disciple, if he cannot understand the statement of the scriptures or any saintly person, he submits his doubts before the spiritual master and he clears. In this way, we have to make progress. The Prahlad Maharaj says that a person, even if he is a Brahmin, his good qualification, if he is not a devotee of the Lord, then he is good for nothing. He says he is good for nothing. Dipad, Visuragumasava, and then he is good. The Sabhatan Barishta. Better than him, even a person is born of a very low family. In India, it is considered, according to Vedic, the low family is considered one who eats the dog eater. Of course, there are many kinds of place eaters, but when a man becomes the eater of dog flesh, he is considered to be very low. The Sapasam Varishta, there is a class in India. They are called Sangas. Everywhere there is. They eat dog flesh. So, Brahma says, it doesn't matter. But if he is a devotee of Lord, he is better than that Brahmin. That Brahmin is good qualification. But he, although he is born of a low family, Sapasam Varishtam. Why is Varishtam? Manne Sadarpita Mano. Because his mind and attention is always engaged in the service of the Lord. That is his qualification. That is making him purified in every moment. Pinnatan sadasa Krishna punna surana kirtana. Now, this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is full of the narration and topics of the Lord and devotee. So, devotees mean one who talks about God, and God means his pastime with his devotee. Anyway, Srimad Bhagavatam means the topics of the Lord, God. So, Krishna is within you, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Pinnatan Sadasa Krishna. Those who are hearing about Krishna as God, and what talk of those topics, the Punna Savana Kirtan. One who is narrating and one who is hearing. Both of them are being purified. Punna. Punna means fire. So, at least those who are hearing this one Bhagavatam, it is so nice that he is being purified. It is not that all of you are my students. Or we are not, we don't claim that we have become fully purified, but we have accepted the purificatory process, Krishna Pātta. So, anyone who hears the chanting of Hare Krishna and finally attains this class, he is also purified. Sannatāna sadatā Krishna punya sumana kīta kīta. This chanting is so nice that it makes people, one who is hearing, purify. So, a person who is always thinking of Krishna, always talking of Krishna, then just imagine how much purified he is becoming. So, punyasthavana kirtana, uddantasya uddhani vidhunati sihisataam. The Lord is then that the devotee, and as soon as he sees, he is within you, that you are engaged in hearing about him. He helps you. How he helps you? He cleanses your heart. Therefore, a person always born of no family, because he is thinking of Krishna God always, he is being purified. Prahlad Maharaj gives us evidence that manne sadarpita mano, because he has placed his life his tenet, his end of all eternity. Why, Krishna? By mind, by body, by activity. Therefore, pranam, nati, sakulam. He is purifying not only himself, but his whole family. This is a purity. If a boy becomes a devotee, the whole family becomes purified. Sakulam. The whole family becomes purified. What best service he can give other way than by becoming the devotee of God? That is the best service to his father, mother, forefather, grandfather, everyone. That is why it is. Prahlad Mahārāja says, Sakulam. And not a bhimānaha. But a person who is simply proud of his material qualification. Bhimāna. Bhimāna means doctor. Mr. Dr. Cross. Doctor. Oh, I am that and such, I am that and such. So, he cannot purify himself, what to speak of his family. No. Krishna consciousness is so nice that if one becomes Krishna consciousness, he purifies himself, never mind wherever he is born. It doesn't matter. He is more than a brahmin, vipra, visaraguna. It's all the qualifications. This is certified by Prahlad Mahārāja. You have to accept it. Nobody can say that if Krishna consciousness, there are many so-called, brothers, they may say like that, that how Krishna consciousness can be spread out in your same kind of law. That is not fact. The fact as it is said by Prahlad Mahārāja. In the rest of the time, it is fast. There are many other steps. Kīvāta hūnāna pulinda pukkaśākā vīna pūnāna. The least has been given. So, the Krishna consciousness is so nice that anyone who takes to these principles will become greater than the highly qualified God. That is the statement of the Lord. Thank you.
Question.
It's still in the river. And if just like if you catch fire. Constantly. Without any cessation. Is it very difficult? You can chant while you are walking these things, Hare Krishna. Who says this? There is no tax, there is no price. And if there is some gain, why don't you try it? If there is any gain by chanting Hare Krishna, how it is better, give it a try. We are not charging anything, the government is not taxing anything. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Just see the reason. At least for one who can chant. It is very nice thing. One does not require to be highly educated or very rich, very beautiful, very famous. No, anyone. Anyone, simply God has given us this tongue. We can migrate nicely. Chant Hare Krishna. That's the meaning. I think one of our students, Sriman Haiguru Brahmachari, a He will give you a nice experience. When you first came here in this class and chanted on the way, how did you feel? There are many instances. Yes. So, I will only appeal to you, all the people of the world, that we are involved with so many problems. So, who say this is the only solution? There is no price, there is no tax, there is no remuneration of business qualification. Simply chant Hare Krishna. This is our purpose. And thank you. 16:1 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. On the whole, there are three words only. Hare Krishna and Ram. So, these three words that nicely set up in 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So we request everyone to start this dancing in some generation and see the result. There is no question that you have to change your religion, you have to change your dress, change your occupation. No. Simply go on chanting. Bhagavatam Dharmam Sushukham Kottumabhaya. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that this process of the Muslim family to the law is Prasthakam Bhagavatam Dharmam. There are many types of religious principles or religious men, but here is the religion which you can directly perceive. Which you can directly perceive. Tattakam bhavavamantam. And susukham. Susukham is very easy to perform. Very easy, anyone. Even a child can perform. Susukham. Kottum abhyam. Abhyamge. Imperishable. If you chant for a minute, it will never go in vain. Abhyam. It will never go into a great opportunity. So, you should take this opportunity. Prasthakam mala, rajvidya, rajbuddham. This is called rajvidya. The knowledge, the king of all knowledge. Rajvidya. The king of all confidential things. Rajavidya Rajavidyam Pavitram Paramamila and very pure that is sublime. Prattakam Mavavavam Dhanam and it is directly perceived. Sushukam and very easy to perform. Abhayam never to be destroyed. Whatever you do, that is your effect. If you do 1%, that is your effect. Actually, it is so. So our request is that you pick up this chanting and be happy. Understand?